More vaccinations, no lockdowns is the message from the UK's Prime Minister, along with the admission that this time last year the rate of infections was much lower.
In one way, our position today is actually more challenging. We have higher levels of daily cases, thousands more. But in many other crucial respects, the British people, all of us collectively and individually, are incomparably better placed to fight the disease.
Over 50s will get booster vaccinations. School children between 12 and 15 can now be vaccinated. The government believes this will be enough to bolster an already successful vaccine program that has greatly reduced the rate of people dying from COVID. The number of people dead now stands at 134,000. While an image like the National Memorial Wall should ensure no one forgets the vast scale of losses to COVID in the UK, across the River Thames, the government is projecting a new phrase, living with COVID. It's the new normal. And that comes with lifting many restrictive laws and dropping plans for COVID passports for major events and nightclubs, showing full vaccination or recent negative tests.
I think it's a huge mistake, yeah. It's typical of them boys over there doing a U-turn.
Freedom is what we fight for, and that's what we should have.
While England is dropping the passport plan, Scotland is imposing one. And in Europe, despite sometimes fierce resistance, countries such as France, Germany and Belgium are using passports to good effect.
What we've seen throughout this pandemic is that Britain, England in particular, stays as an outlier for many months while other countries get on and do the right thing, only in the end to relent and do that same thing ourselves. So it could well be that vaccine passports are a broad success in other countries and eventually the UK government introduces them for England as well.
The government says a lockdown would be a last resort, but a plan B would mean COVID passports and other measures. However, there's some unease about not using face masks and other risks inside buildings.
I certainly think that some venues are riskier than others, and we should, I think, in some venues still be requiring distancing. And I also think we should be investing in much better ventilation systems.
And the fact that more cautious countries in Europe have lower infection rates than the UK doesn't convince some that death rates won't start climbing again. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.